Presenter again needs no introduction. We all know him very well. Cantor Sherwood Goffin is the chazan of Lincoln Square Synagogue. He's on the faculty of the Bell School of Jewish Music. In fact, if I may, because we're talking about the Bell School of Jewish Music, I think most of the faculty is here with us today. Of course, Cantor Bernard Beer, the director, Sherwood Goffin, Eric Freeman. We have Shelley Lang, who's with us today. He's on the faculty as well, of course, the distinguished professor at the Bell School, Cantor Joseph Malavani, who's with us today. And of course, we have some students with us. People think it's just for Yeshiva University students, the Bell School is for Balei Batim as well. Judge and Rabbi Berl, of course, is on the faculty too. Judge Schulman and Mr. Fuchs are students at the Bell School, and they're here with us. If there's anyone else, we welcome you. Without further ado, Cantor Sherwood Goffin is also. Sheets? I don't know. Oh. Well, anyway, Sherwood Goffin. Sherwood Goffin is also in charge of outreach at the Bell School, and recently Cantor Goffin and Cantor Beer had an outreach seminar in Highland Park on New Year's Day, and I know they've been at many communities throughout the metropolitan area. Eric, where did you go? Sheet. Uh-huh. Here they are. Anyway, it's my pleasure to present to you Cantor Sherwood Goffin, assisted again by Eric Freeman.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I want to remind you that this is the title is innovative. It means things that we haven't thought about that you can use this. Again, a lot of them are experimental in a way. You can decide if it's something that you can use. It is not that unusual to find that contemporary melodies are put into tefillah. Of course, we know that. Contrafacta were used from the time of Dunash, who wrote the Vayaser and Dvar Yikra. He had a divan with the igunim that he imported from elsewhere into his piyutim. Yisrael Najara, 1555 to 1628, published the first divan of such melodies. And the Sefer Hasidim, Rav Yehuda HaChassid, who died in 1217, which is about 150 years before the Maharil. To paraphrase him, said, use the nigun that you love the most, that will inspire your congregation. But of course, the nusach has to be primary. So again, some of these are very innovative, some of them are very experimental. It's up to you. You want to use them, you don't want to use them, that's fine. But you must, of course, the most important thing in the world is the nusach. The nusach has to be primary. Nusach must be primary at all times. The nigun has to fit. First of all, do not sing the entire Hallel. You should, if you sing a nigun for one paragraph, use nusach for the other paragraph, etc., etc. We tend in many of our shuls to start with the beginning of Hallel, sing a nigun, you keep going, you don't stop until the very end. And I found an opposite tendency, by the way. Rabbi Berl told me that in a certain shul, to be unnamed, he had heard on the second day of Yom Tov, They did the entire davening of Pesach the second day in an hour and a half. So the question was, how is that possible? It takes at least 20 minutes to do challel. So they said, the answer was, what do you mean 20 minutes? 5 minutes, we just said it, abgesucht. And this was a young Israel yet. So there are two extremes, ladies and gentlemen, to sing too much and to sing too little. The very first is probably the most unusual one, only because that's the order that this is in. Something you should not do the first day. The first day you should, of course, use nusach. But if you have five halals in the yontif, this might be something you want to consider. The dikduk is not necessarily perfect, but don't start out fast. First of all, remember, this is halal again. You got to start out with dveikus. It won't work if you don't use dveikus. Can you give me a little? All right, the one you had before was fine. You had what you had was fine. That's right. Okay. If you're going to sing it, you have to sing it this way or else it doesn't work. Yeah. Mikadoshem Elokeinu Amagbi lo shoves Amashpili liyiros Bavashamayim uvo vores. Then you can pick up the tempo a little bit. Mikiyimi meyafardo meyashpos. Yorim evyon lehoshivi im nedivim im nedivem yamon. Now I suggest continue with Ketan Amens. Moshivi akeres Moshivi akeres habayis eim habonim simecho nen haleluko. Most of it repeats in the nomen, which you have to not do. Anyway, it's a thought. If you're singing five mikimis, in the period of a chag, to start out this way is not a bad idea, as long as you're very careful how you start it. And when you get to Mikimi, of course, people start to sing along. Another idea. Now, because Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, where did they go? They went, of course, to Eretz Yisrael. So it might be appropriate to sing Mehera Hashem Elokeinu Yishama B'Yara Yehuda, because of the Betzeis Yisrael, we were able to rejoice in the Yara Yehuda. As follows. Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim Beis Yaakov Meyam Lohoi. Sing along if you want. I saw Yehuda Lekocho Yisrael Mamshen Lohosov Hayom Rav Ayanos Hayardein Yisov Leyachor Ehorim Ratuchiyelim Givolos kivnei tzon malecho hayom kisonus, etc., etc. You can keep it going. Okay, it goes to the very end. For a change, you may want to try the Betzeis Yisrael for budgets. I didn't intend to use it, but since it's on the page anyway, this is a beautiful from the Mudgets of Favorites record number 2. It has towards the end, a cantorial addition, but you can eliminate that by, you can either do it, or you can, and I don't have the entire thing here, because otherwise it would have taken another page. You'll go back to the last refrain. You'll see how it goes. So let's try it. B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, B'shakov me'yam lo'ez. Haysa Yehuda le'kotshahu, Yisrael mamshalovosov. No repeats. Hayom ram, v'yanos, hayarden tisoh, Yisrael le'achor. Harim ratu chielim givolos kivnetzom malcho hayon ki yisonos hayarden disov leochor harim tikidu chielim givolos kivnetzom. Now you don't have to do this, you can go to continue. Mili fenei adon chuli haretz. Mili fenei lukah. Well, whatever. Okay, you can take the last part and somehow fit it in by repeating what you did before. All right, page four. Page four. Everyone sings Yevorech Espeish Yisrael, Yevorech Espeish Aharon. Now it's also in Fregish, so I'm not so sure it really fits the Nusach anyway, but everybody sings it, all right? Something that's very contemporary. So why don't we try something different? Yevorech Espeish Yisrael on page four, you can use Achash Shoalti, which is also appropriate. What do you ask from Hashem? Achash Shoalti, Yevorech Espeish Yisrael, to bless the house of Israel. So it seems appropriate to me. Okay, let's see how it goes.
Yivorech Espeis Yisrael, Yivorech Espeis Aharon, Yivorech Yirei Adoshem, Hatani Yimim Adolim, Yosef Hashem Alechem, Alechem v'yabneichem, beruchim atem ladoshem, oseh shamayim v'oretz, ha-shamayim shamayim l'ashem, v'oretz l'san livnei yadom, lo ha-meisim ye'halelukot, v'loko yordei dumom, v'anachnu nevoich yadom. No, you have to stretch it out. V'vau anachnu nevoich areko, me'yato ve'yadom, ha-halelukot.
Just watch out when you sing Hashem's name, because after all, the first syllable of Adoshem is a chat of patach, and you shouldn't try to sing Adoshem. It's a Adoshem, if possible. Okay. Now, page five, Marshiv, we've done this before, but I just... Yes? Oh, the Achashualti Skulener? Okay, good. So now I know. Skulen. I only included page 5 because of one thing. I see some people sing this incorrectly. When they sing Wolfson's Ma Shiv LaShem, I added the correct measure on the very top. So, all right? Start. All right, good.
Ma Shiv LaShem Kol Tagmulohi Olai Kos Yeshuos Eso Uvishem Arshem Ekro.
Now most people sing Nidorai Lashem Ashalem. However, they missed that one measure that really should be Nidorai Lashem Ashalem Negdono lechol amo yokor b'yenei arshem hamosol lachasidom ono hashem ki ani avdecho
Ani avdecho ben amosecho pitach tol moseroi lecho es van sevatodo uveshem hashem ekro nidorai lashem Hashalem, negdana lechol amol, bechatzros, beis Hashem, besocheich Yerushalayim, hallelujah.
I apologize, I sang the words different than I have it on the sheet. But I think the way I sang it is more appropriate. I like little nigunalachs somewhere stuck in here and there. So occasionally, for a change, here's something that Izzy Katz wrote. He's the one who wrote Tov Laho Odos Da 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 Bida. So he wrote this one many years ago. It was written in a book. You'll excuse the notation here. This book comes from a high school book that was written of Nigunim, a young teenage girl wrote this out. And I happened to find it somewhere, so I guess I was lazy to write it out myself. Excuse me. But it's a beautiful little Nigunalo. That's an introduction to that last part of the tefillah.
Shuvi nafshi livnu choyichi Ki Yad Hashem Gam al aloichi Ki chilatzta nafshi mimaves Eseini min dimo es ragli Midechi.
And then you can sing, of course, Es Halech any way you want to. Okay. Ano Hashem, I think everybody knows this, but just in case, there are a lot of repetitions. So here's a way to sing Ano Hashem from Karlbach, which I think is very beautiful, very masikistic, without having to repeat words. And to sing on, what key are we in here?
Ano.
Okay. It's a little hard to sing the octave. You can sing on, no, you can do that. Or take the option starting on the F.
Ano Hashem.
Well, that would be repeating. Here's doing it without repeating.
Ano Hashem. Hoshiana.
Then let everybody answer.
Ano Hashem.
Now you gotta watch how you sing it. It requires a little bit of heart sickness here, right? Let them answer. It's a little low on the music here, but when you sing it, sing with a little masikas. Okay. Here's an idea that was taught to me over 40 years ago by our former president of the Cantorial Council of America, Olav Shalom, Zechel Avracha, Chazan Aaron Lieber. He told a story, and I called Selma, and Selma didn't answer the phone. I called Yossi. Yossi remembers the tune. In fact, he uses it, but he forgot the author. According to Aaron Lieber, it was a friend of his who had composed this while he was a corporal in the United States Army in World War II. And he composed this on the field. It was either in France or Germany, I don't remember where. and I don't have his name, so I'm going to try to still pursue it and find out. Maybe Selma still remembers Aaron Lieber's widow. But it's Chasdei Hashem Kilos Samdu. Beautiful Chasdei Hashem. And first day, again, if you have 5 days of singing Pischoli and you want to sing Nigunim, so you're looking for alternatives. This is an alternative. It's a beautiful alternative, I think.
Pischoli Share Tzedek Avavam Odeko Ze Hashal Adoshem Tzadikim Yavovo Vayadecha Ki Ani Savani Vatehi Li Lishua Vayadecha Ki Ani Savani What he lili shuwa, then you adapt it. Even mo asu habonim, hoy sol rosh bino. Even mo asu habonim, hoy sol rosh bino. Meyei sashem hoy sazo voice. In if lost may I know, may I Hashem my sozos. In if lost may I know, I say hayom asah ad Hashem na kilovenis mechavav a little brighter. Ze hayom asah ad Hashem.
I try to sing, of course, out of Shem on a higher note. Yes. Yeah, it's the composer I'm talking about. I know. The question is, who wrote it? Maybe it says on the Chavetz Chaim record. Could be. Yeah, that's right. It's a beautiful negin, Chasdei Hashem. Okay. Here's something that Reb Chaim Wasserman of the Young Israel of Passaic, when he was a chazan, and he was, his first job, his first position was a chazan in the Bronx, and I was his successor back in 1963. He had picked this up, he said, from Hailai. Hailai had a wonderful Hailai of Shalom, Hailai no longer exists, the Yeshivas Hailai in Far Rockaway. I had a wonderful music teacher and who led the junior congregation. And he taught everybody this niggun. It's using the Kiva Simcha from Majid's to Baruch Haba. It's a very rousing ending to Hallel. And a lot of, I've heard one or two other shuls using this, but rarely, I have not heard this anywhere else. It's something that I really suggest because it ends the Hallel on a very, very up note. Are we ready? Maestro.
Baruch haba b'shem Adoshem, v'yirachu chemi b'sah Hashem. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, v'yirachu chemi b'sah Adoshem. Ke'el Adoshem v'yoelanu, yisrucha b'yavosim akanu samizbeach. El Adoshem v'yoelanu, yisrucha b'yavosim akanu samizbeach.
That's a no-brainer.
Elokai aromemeko. Keli atov yodeko. Elokai aromemeko.
Then you continue, of course.
Adul Adoshem kiyito. Keli olam chasto.
But the Chiddush here is using the Kiva Simcha for Baruch Haba. Right, 9. Let's go through this week as quickly as we can. I'm not going to sing this whole Achmav on you because you know it. I just want you to know that the Kol Dichvin is originally written by Postolsky. And he started from Kol Dichvin.
So when you have halachma anyad yechalu avatana yaradi mitzrayim kol dichvin yetei veyechol kol pitzvich yetei veyivsach hashata hachol shano habo veyarade yisrael Hashatav Tehem Shana Haba Ben Echorim.
So that part, Kol Dichvin, was written by Postolsky. Baruch HaMakom, oh, we're now, oh, of course. We're in Haggadah, gentlemen. I forgot about that. We're in Haggadah. Now in Haggadah, of course, there's no holds barred in Haggadah. You can throw in anything you want but the kitchen sink, as long as it makes sense. All right. And Nigin, which I had a little part in publicizing many, many years ago, was written by Mr. Kenigsberg. It was first recorded on the first Nagina Orchestra recording, which I think Shelley Lang had a little bit to do with. He may have played the accordion in the back, I think, in those days. But it's a very rousing tune when you get to Baruch HaMakom.
Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenasan Torah Yamal Yisrael Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shenasan Torah Shenasan Torah Yamal Yisrael Baruch Hu.
Can you repeat the last time? Baruch Hu. Now here's a beautiful Vehi Shiyamda, ladies and gentlemen, or lady and gentlemen, I should say, perhaps, that is extremely beautiful, something that just was composed recently. It was not composed by Yaakov Shweki, I don't think, but it was recorded by Yaakov Shweki. It was probably written by Yonatan Razel, who, if you can, you may not want to buy it, but get on to YouTube. On YouTube, if you look for Yaakov Shweki, and I don't know how it ended up in this corner, but look for funniest videos. You wouldn't believe it. It's on the funniest videos section. And it has this niggin with Yaakov Shweki with a 80-piece string orchestra in Caesarea in Israel. It is stunning. Of course, the whole thing can be gotten in the stores now. The Caesarea concert is now out. I think it's on DVD. And this is the crown jewel of the whole thing. This Vehi Shiyamda, it's beautiful. So let's see if we can sing it.
Vehi Shiyamda Lavoseinu. Vehi Shiyamda Lavoseinu Velahanu. Shelo Echad Bilvad Omad Oleinu Vechaloseinu. Amad Oleinu Lechaloseinu.
Let's do it in the original key. Do it in the original key. Yeah, okay. Good. Come on, let's sing it together, gentlemen.
Vehi Shiyamda Lavoseinu. Vehi Shiyamda Lavoseinu Velahanu. Shelo Echad Bilvad Omad Oleinu Lechaloseinu. Omad Oleinu Lechaloseinu. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו מיודעם. והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו, מצילנו מיודעם.
Now you can repeat it, or you can end, מצילנו
מיודעם.
It's a beautiful, beautiful niggin, and to be a beautiful new addition to your Seder. I lost six employees last week.
Six employees and one pig.
6 employees last week. The production department of YU lost, unfortunately, in the $30 million cut down. And so they left out page 11. Page 11, I'll just do it quickly for you. It's the Bostoner Vihishyamda, one of my favorites. It goes as follows. Let's do it in. Yeah, do it in Diman. Do it in Diman. Do it in Diman. It's a great Vihishyamda. Yes. I Paskin, you're allowed to read it. Okay. Nomar Alefanov, everybody knows. Nomar Alefanov, so we're going to do that. Okay. Page 12. Alachas. This is an old, old niggun from the Karliner Hasidim. My wife's family used to always do this. My father-in-law, he said that his father taught him this, and he used to sing this all the time. If you don't sing it in your... This is an area where you don't really sing usually in the Haggadah. So if you can learn this and sing it, or if you know it already, that's even better. But it's a pretty rousing tune. Alachas kama v'chama tov v'chulo m'chupeles makum aleinu. Alachas kama v'chama tov v'chulo m'chupeles makum aleinu. She'otzionu mi'mitzrayim Here it says ay 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 ay, but the families sing ay 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 ay, and it keeps going. You just then do the next couple of lines, come back to ay ay ay, do the next couple of lines, come back to ay ay ay. It's a great addition to your Seder. Huh? The Bavitcha Chassidim sing a Karlina Niggun? Okay, good, good. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Page 13, B'chol Dor V'Dor. I'm sure many of you know this. It's from the Hasidic festivals. Yes. Ah. He was the music director at Shiva Flatbush, right. David Alster Yardeni, right, who wrote this. It's very beautiful, very effective. If you don't know it, again, learn it. Remember, you have a whole night in the Seder. You can sing everything. So add it. Add this. It's beautiful. Maestro.
Chayav Adam lirot et atzmo keilu yatza mimitzrayim.
Then you repeat it. Bechodor
vador chayav Adam lirot et atzmo keilu yatza mimitzrayim bechodor vador chayav Adam lirot et atzmo Ke'ilu yatza mimitzrayim Ke'ilu yatza mimitzrayim.
Okay, now I'm very partial to the Bostoner Rebbe, and I got two pages left. I sang the Bostoner of Yishamda before, It's because I lived for 5 years with the Busliner Rebbe when he was in Williamsburg, the original Busliner Rebbe, and I was a Shabbos Bacha there for all those years. And so the Rebbe to me was like a second father, so you'll have to excuse if I get if I'm partial. But this is also a great Karav Yom. This, of course, is where? Does anybody know? I sometimes ask people, where's Karav Yom? They had no idea. Vayhi b'chatzei ha'layla, right. The famous Karav Yom is the second one, but this is great. This is a nice, rousing one. Karav, Karav, Karav Yom, Asher hu layom, Asher hu layom ve'lo layla. Karav, Karav, Karav Yom, Asher hu layom, Asher hu layom ve'lo layla. Hey, Ram, Ram, Hoda, Ki Lecha Hayom, Af Lecha Halayla. Ram, Ram, Hoda, Ki Lecha Hayom, Af Lecha Halayla. You can sing the old one. Karev Yom, Karev Yom, Asher Hu Lo Yom, Velulai. Repeat that. Ram, Hoda, 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 Ki lecha yom af lecha halayla, etc. That's from Nachum of Breslov. It's a Breslov nigun. And here, finally, ending the Seder, is, I think, the best chasal I ever heard. I guess I'm prejudiced because it's Busliner. But I also recorded it on my first album in 1972. But it's just that some of the chasals are so lugubrious, and then for some strange reason, I can never figure this out. A.B. Rottenberg, who's so phenomenal, made all the Devekus recordings. There's nobody like A.B. Rottenberg in the world. I mean, no one. A.B. Rottenberg from Devekus, all the Devekus recordings. He took this niggun, which is from Rav Sonnenfeld, taught it to people in Yerushalayim many, many, many years ago. One of the most poignant nigunim in the entire world. It's so poignant, and it cries so much that if you're brave, you could even use it for miyachim yamas, and you wouldn't be over what Rav Henkin wrote when he wrote a treatise that says, "Who will live? Who will die?" Tra la 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 la, about people using these very, contemporary syrupy nigunim for miyachim yamas, which you should never do. But if there's any in the world that fits, this one does. Not this one, but I mean the chasal that I heard, Abby Rottenberg used this niggin from Rav Sonnenfeld. You know which one I mean. Then it gets even worse. Right, you know that one. But to sing it for chasal, he adapted it to chasal about 5 years ago. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Chasal see the pencil. Okay, you're sad, the Seder's over. But you know, there's a certain joy that Hashem has allowed us to have another Seder. That's what the chasal is saying, basically, right? So this one fits much better. Chasal see the pencil. Busliner. Chasal, 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 sidu Pesach, kehil chasal, kechol, 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 mishpato, vechukosal. Kasher, kasher, zochin, lesader, osol. Kein, 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 iske, iske, lasosol. Zach, zach, shochein me'onam. Komein, komein, komein gehal, adas v'monam. Mikarov, the upper part, v'karov. Mikarov nahel, nitechanam. Pidulim Nitzion, Nitzion Berino, Nitzion Berino, Mikarov, Mikarov, Mikarov Nahel, Nitzichanov.
Zion, Zion Berino, Zion Berino.
And that should be a rousing ending to your Seder, and a rousing ending to this session. I hope you've gotten something from it. Thank you. Mr. Cantor Eric Friedman, who never rehearsed with any of us, and he's great off the cuff.